There you go. I'm just waiting so we know I'm on the air, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to waste all this good material for free. Well,
after I drop the intro music, is when, that's when, you know, it's real.
We just smoking on the pipe today. We not going to bong during the podcast.
Hey, shut that door for me. Whoever's up there.
I'm going to refrain from the bong sounds in the background.
Now y'all gotta wait for Monday for me and Luke to play.
Okay, so we're gonna wait for you and Luke to be the last game. And then we're gonna have the whole league spam tag you until you feel like Simmons.
Hey, man.
That's what they try to do with BTG in them.
Circle of life.
Okay, it's episode 2 of Blessed League Podcast. Oh, episode 3. It's episode 3 of the Blessed League Podcast. We got the usuals, me, the host, Smoke Black Man, and co-host Blake, owner of the Patriots. And we got two guests in here today. Little Philly, owner of the Cards, and Quay, owner of the Browns.
What's up? I don't know if I'm still a guest at this point.
You're a recurring guest now. Shit. Let's get right into it. You know what I mean? Let's not even waste no time. Bowen, owner of the Saints, he made some statements in the chat that were very incendiary, if you ask me. He claimed that the NFC was literally just like the only two relevant teams were J Money, the Cowboys, and Little Philly, the Cardinals. Do you guys feel this way?
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's just those two. Obviously, Phil is my brother. Ooh! You know, I've played J Money twice. We went 1-1. You know, J Money's pretty good, but I would say the rest of the NFC is, you know, it's pretty ass. Just my honest opinion.
I don't know about that. This is slanderous.
I'm going to add one more.
You add one more to that list?
Yeah.
Who that is?
Since he's actually in the league now, Bowen.
The boy. Oh, no. My so boy, the man that made the statement, that's who you add.
Luke in there, too.
Alonzo.
That ain't no problem. Huh?
I'm sticking with my just the two names I said. those two people you asked. Luke is my boy, you know what I'm saying? And not like that's my boy, but I'm not going to be up here and lie for him. I tell Luke all the time he's horrible. You know, just because he's my boy don't mean I'm going to lie for him, you know? So I'm sticking with just my two. I've never played Bowen personally, but from the feedback I've got, he's not good.
NFC, he cool, but he a blessed Super Bowl choker.
You said
Bowen? A blessed, no, NFC, Luke.
Ooh. Who? That's true. He has lost 3 Super Bowls. Was it 3?
I think so. Something like that.
Yeah, and it was pretty bad, the losses.
Yeah, they were real bad.
So you guys agree with this blasphemous statement from our friend, Bowen?
Well, you seem to take exception with it, Steph. Who do you feel like he's missing from that? Like, who else do you consider in that?
Bruh, I'm so glad you asked me this. Okay? Thank you. Because, bruh, there is no way I don't at least compete for the Super Bowl. Maybe I won't win it, but shit, I'm going to be in the Super Bowl representing the NFC. And so, yeah, I'm gonna be revisiting this screenshot when I do.
I love the confidence.
It's not really confidence at this point. It's just knowing the vibes.
Oh.
You know the fucking vibes?
Okay.
Alright. We had some new user news. New user news. Yeah, that's really funny. Lies Love. We spoke about him last podcast. This man has already quit. he lost to me when he first got here, and then he lost to Bowen, I believe. I don't know if he played again after that. But my question is, Does Lai's love count as my body?
No.
The first person who beat him. He thought he was coming in here. He was all hype, bro.
He has some like, yo, family troubles. He ain't got shit to do with you.
And Bowen was the last person to beat him. How you gonna claim
that's
somebody?
That's really him? Gonna put that on Bowen?
Who?
If it's not anybody's body, but if it has to go to somebody, it's clearly Bowen.
Wow. What? How, wait. First of all, how is that nobody's body? She every has time some somebody
family issues come
oh,
on.
Oh my god. Wait, hold up.
Ew.
You know that's the excuse people say when they get slapped up. He had no family issues when he was undefeated in the minors. Anyways, I'm not even gonna get into this, but shit. yeah, he quit after two L's. And now we got
Beetlejuice. You should have already suspected a red flag when he had to borrow $10 from his mom.
From his mom. And I did. Yo, that's a good point you bring up, Blake. As soon as I told him, you know, blah, blah, you can come into the main league. It's going to be $10 per season. And he thought he had to pay, like, right away. But, like, you know, since his season was over, he didn't pay. But, like, he was like, oh, let me call my mom for the $10. I was like, yo. Red flag. I even posted in the commish chat. I said red flag. Yo.
Like, Tom's tough out here. I'm not gonna sign this.
That's a fact. No, exactly. That's why. Like, it could be like really. I don't know. You needed $10, but like, if it's you're a young ass dude and you don't have any money, that's a super red flag. But yeah. Anyways, he quit. Now, the new 49ers user, Beetlejuice. He clapped our, I guess, yeah, he's still new, our new Bills user, Boobs9. I don't remember the score, but, like, he really, like, smacked him, kind of blowout. So, do you guys think he's going to last?
48-7.
Yeah, you know? Put in a little work.
Small sample size. We need to see more of that. I still don't know his name. So yeah,
he's got the cards coming up. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know what
that's the real test. You're saying
he keep it within a 2-score game. Maybe I'll learn his name. Other than that, who are we talking about again?
two-score game against Little Philly. If you're within 2 scores, that means you're pretty good. Usually.
Can we make a note that Steph giggled when he said boobs like he was 15?
It's a funny name, bro. Like, somebody's named Boobs. Like, bro. I was somebody named Boobs. I don't even understand how you guys didn't laugh. The name is Boobs9. Anyways, a great name, Bills user. So, yeah, that's it for the new user news. We had a interesting game. I don't know if we would call this an upset. But, like, if we refer to, like, what we were saying last podcast, it would. Because it was Immy versus J Money. And, you know, we were slandering Immy, the Ravens user. And so, you know, he had a game against the Cowboys user, J Money. And he actually came out on top.
I didn't know that. When was that play?
Did he? Am I just fucking high?
Yeah. He won 28-21.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't even peep that.
Okay, yeah. Immy did win. Yeah, right. All right. Yeah. So Immy won against J Money. So, you know, where do you guys assess Immy's skills now?
He's still ass. But ooh,
yeah. You know, me and Immy right now, I joined the league a little late, but right now me and Immy are both 9-3 trying to win a division out. Fact. I'm not gonna lie to you. I saw Immy's in another league that I'm in, and my little brother happens to be in that league. Emmy played him pretty close, so from my assessment, Emmy is ass. I'll play him next week. I think I'm beating the shit out of him. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, no, baby. Yeah, let us hope he does not hear this.
I mean, it don't change what I said. I mean, whether the score reflects me beating the shit out of him, based on what I saw from my brother, I think I'm going to win this game pretty easily. I did hear you guys say that this was Banjo's division next year, so I just want to say, I want to save that podcast, and I want to revisit that about a season from now.
We can definitely revisit that. Shots have been fired. Well, goddamn. That was that. So Quay thinks Emi's ass. I think Emi is getting slowly back into form because we're talking shit about him.
Yeah, I think he heard the podcast. It's like, hell no.
Yeah, he had to. Oh, yeah, he said he, after his first loss to BTG, he threw the whole game plan away. Every play, even the inside zones. He said nothing's left. And so now, you know, the new scheme seemed to be working. I think he got five straight.
I remember in the post-game interview, he was like, I forgot how much I hate to lose.
Exactly.
So I was like, oh shit.
That's how Emi is, for real.
If Emi lost to BTG,
losing.
I thought this was like a AP. I saw that on the schedule. I thought that was like an autopilot game. He lost to BTG. What are we talking about, man? Come on, man.
I can't wait till Quay get popped by somebody with lesser skill, and we can address this again.
I've lost some games to some people where I didn't feel like I should lose to, but the skill gap was close between the two of us. Like, you know, J Money's good, so if I lost to J Money, I wouldn't feel like that's an upset. But, bro, I will never, listen to me, I will never, ever, ever, ever lose a game to BTG. If I play I am leaving the league if I ever play a one-score game with BTG. Y'all need to find a score.
This is on tape.
So much.
This is on tape.
This is just crazy.
You realize that we recording this?
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He's just not good at the game.
Oh man, he just
and we come at BTG. BTG, this is gonna be listening.
Like
to this.
People, BTG's team is gonna be in his DMs. Just sending in the clips. Yo, you heard Quay slandering you, dog.
If I play a one-score game with BTG, suspend Odell for four games.
Damn.
Hold up.
It's just getting worse. BTG coming for them slips.
Damn, I believe in my dog, BTG. That's all I gotta say. So where the fuck were we? Man, we were on Emi versus J Money. How the fuck did BTG get slandered? Anyways.
Oh, because we said Emi lost to BTG.
Word. Yeah, my hate it had to be him. Little Z, the Chiefs user, who had a game of the week versus Griff, the Raiders user, got smacked up, was considering to sell the team. You can go back, review the tape. It was all there.
Send the receipts.
Send the receipts, you know what I mean? So, fucking, after getting smacked, he pulled himself together, and he smacked Griff, I think. Anyways, I know he won. I don't remember, like, if it was, like, a blowout or anything.
I'll check it.
21-point, dude. 49-28.
So, yeah, so Little Z, you know, he did what he had to do. I think right now they're tied. Tied for the AFC West. Yeah, they're at 10-2 each. Chiefs and Raiders. Who do you think wins the AFC West?
He's about to lose the Bowen. Griff's gonna win out.
Yeah, The Raiders. I like him. He's actually my first game. He beat me. I didn't play the best. But I'm not gonna say he's ass. I think he's pretty good. So I like the Raiders.
Griff has cupcakes. Chargers, Dolphins, Broncos.
Griff will probably win it because of the schedule.
That's literally crazy. Let me tell you something.
But if my thing is, though, like, I don't know how the tiebreaker is going to work if they both went out.
Oh. Nah, bro. Listen. Little Z is a better user than Griff. Period.
Yes, he is. I agree.
So the better user always wins.
We are playing Madden on sin mode.
Blatant. Cap. Steph, you're 11-1.
We play a Madden on sim mode.
Steph is 11-1 talking about the better user always wins.
To this day! Listen to me. Little Z will not get beat out by the Raiders led by Griff. He will not do it.
So, enlighten me, Steph, because when I was in the league last year, the Chiefs dude wasn't in here. So what makes you so confident in his skill?
Oh, no. He's an OG. He had probably just recently, you probably took his team over because you know he a regular quitter, but like he got skills. Like he's the type to play better when there's more pressure on. So yeah, he got the game versus Bowen. I know he's gonna wash him.
You know, and then, okay. You know,
just do what he has to do with the rest.
Well, I don't want to misquote Bowen, but I thought he said he was winning out. So
that's what he said. Yeah, that and I said he's gonna drop one, and so that's the one he's dropping against Little Z. I thought it was gonna be Millen, but what the fuck is Millen doing now? Fucking on vacation or some shit, living the real life. Sickening. I think Bowen is gonna drop one to Z.
Z keeps saying in the chat how he's gonna lose to Bowen. So I'm not. He don't got confidence in himself.
Bro, he's got the way better team, bro. So it's his game to lose.
But he does.
You hear that, Z?
Who?
Yeah. So we'll have to see about that. It'll be interesting. There's an upcoming game tonight that has the whole league delayed. We kind of spoke about this earlier. You think there's no playoff hopes? You think it's playoff dreams? Humble Pies versus BTG. The Steelers.
Oh my god.
The Steelers versus the football team. First of all, BTG Steelers are in the wild card spot right now. Oh, never mind. They're at 8. But they're one game behind the number 7 seed in the AFC. And the Washington football team, there's a way they can get in. Like, whoever wins the games tonight can continue his dreams. Who do you guys think is going to be the winner? BTG or Humble Pies?
It doesn't matter. They're easy pickings for the two seeds in both conferences. Like, come on, man. Let's. But if I had to guess, I've never seen Humble Pies. I've seen BTG. And I find it very hard to believe that Humble Pies is any worse than that. So I'm taking Washington.
Ew. Well, I'm not going to lie to you.
This is nothing personal against BTG. Again, you're just not very good at the game. I have to be honest with you.
That ain't no problem.
Yeah.
Yo, BTG. Oh, wait. You're in his division. Oh, yeah. Hold on. This is about to be good.
Unfortunately, both the games were played before I got in here, but, you know, those are two free
stacks.
No.
You got on week 17.
Oh, I do. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I didn't even see that. Okay. It's Banjo I don't play. I play Banjo next season. Okay. Word. Yeah.
But yeah, I'll go Humble Pies. Yeah.
Humble Pies?
Yeah.
You know I always vote for BTG. Because BTG always be winning, even though like it's hard to be a fan when he doesn't win.
I want to pick Humble Pies because I've seen him like snap and shit, but I'll pick BTG because it's the end of the regular season, and who knows, people might not be trying to win at this point.
I'm about to just play the one score game with J Money, with me, with J Money twice, and with me once. He's clearly better than BTG.
You are all trash, and that's why that happened.
Yeah.
You are all trash.
Everybody mentioned now. Yeah, so BTG is winning the game tonight. Let's move on. There's an interesting stat line that came across my eye. Boswell, what did he start off? Like, something like 8-1?
Yeah, he's dropped the last three.
Dropped the last three. Hold up. Our man has dropped the last three games. And he has, I think he has the Jets next week, who are 9-3. Do you guys think Boswell drops his fourth game in a row?
I don't know. Boswell was ass last time we played.
He stops the bleeding because he plays the computer.
Is Chloe going to be back?
Yeah, he said he'll be back Sunday night.
I heard rumors that he would be back early.
He said he'll be back Sunday night in chat. But I will say Chloe is ass.
Yeah, I like. I was insane to be.
But you said
Boswell
is
pretty
ass.
Decent. I like Bos.
I think Bos. He came out
and I didn't. Chisina was suspended for that game versus him. So I played a regular, like I played a regular game. I wasn't fortunate to one person, and he got smacked. And I think that kind of crippled his confidence, and he's trying to build back up right now. I think they'll get back on track with the Jets.
You think he's gonna smack the Jets? Get back into form.
Yeah. Chloro been away from the game a little bit. That might be his first game. He didn't get smacked.
This is what I will say about this game. It's just two users that are extremely average. They both they both have no shot at the Super Bowl. And I want them to hear me say this. They'll play this game and they'll be pointless, dog, because they have no shot.
Some would say that about you.
Everyone says that about him.
How convenient is that? Wow.
That's funny. Yeah, so that's that. We'll see what happens to the Boswell Seahawks. What do you guys think of the low number of sacks?
It's more realistic. Like, how often do you see guys get over 20 sacks in a season?
Yeah, I think it's like, the way they do the abilities. There are only certain abilities which get ridiculously sacked. I think Madden was trying to push for people to use her this year. So a lot of the abilities are set up for if you're not usering, then the computer doesn't use them at all. So, like, crazy. You get a player with edge threat where he can just – he'll do it on his own. You don't have to do anything for him to go get sacks. I think that's what it is mostly.
I think it has more to do with – the fact that the blitzes don't come through as well this year.
So a lot of people the cheesy DB blitz and shit.
Yeah, the 3-4 odd blitz, the like pinch buckle, that would be like an instant sack for a lot of people, and that just doesn't get through anymore.
Or it's easier to dot against like a heavy blitz. Like I was playing somebody that was he was getting to me, but like eventually like you see it, you literally got time to make a read and shit.
Yeah. Think best what it is.
You know, interesting. I think it's better this way too. Shit, niggas was going crazy last year.
Yo, Steph, so I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, Steph, but I just want to address something real quick. I don't know if it's been brought up on previous podcasts. As the commissioner of this league, how do you feel about tanking?
We talked about it last episode, actually. And we flamed it. Me? We said we put no respect on tanking.
Okay, gotcha.
And that if a tanker ends up winning a Super Bowl, we have to bring up the tanking and put an asterisk on it.
Wait, why? Why?
We have to because I don't know, nigga. I don't know, bro. Because they're building a cheese squad, like with fake L's.
The only tankers are both in the AFC, right? It's just Reggie and Banjo, right?
I believe, yeah.
I think Blake too.
Blake. Oh, no, what team is that?
That is me.
Patriots.
Oh! That's hilarious.
That's disrespectful. Yeah, why y'all putting me on blast like that? We don't respect tanking, bro.
I had the oldest team in the league.
Unacceptable. The playoff race. 1-6 in the AFC is pretty much settled. But that number 7 spot, the person holding it right now is Dayton, the Tanakhian, the Colts. He's at 6-6. And so there's basically three other teams. BTG Steelers, the Boobs 9 Bills, and Retro's Dolphins. So out of those four people, who do you guys think is winning that last AFC spot?
Who is it? The Colts? The Steelers?
The Bills and the Dolphins.
Okay, the Dolphins is god-awful. He's not winning. Looking at these schedules, I think BTG might... No. The Colts play the Steelers week 16. Whoever wins that will get it.
That's the play-in right there.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I think the Bills get in there. Looking at it, I think the Bills have the.
Bro,
he already got 7 losses.
Exactly.
other team has only got six.
When BTG plays the Bills,
BTG plays the Bills and the Colts.
Yeah.
The BTG
about
the
to smack these niggas.
The Bills have the Steelers, Broncos, Patriots, Dolphins left. But then BTG, right, that's winnable. And then BTG is the Steelers. I know y'all said he plays me week 17, and y'all said he plays Washington this week.
That's a fact. Yeah. I think the Colts get it.
Okay.
We'll see.
I think the Colts get it.
My money's on the Colts.
Okay.
He does. He has the Raiders and the Texans. That's too well. Then he got the Steelers, guys. That's too dope. I think he gets in at 8-8.
I think one of these dudes is gonna come out 9-7 on top of everybody.
Who? Who you see?
Y'all already know. It's BTG.
BTG. I'm taking BTG, guys.
BTG 9-7. He would have to win out, wouldn't he? Doesn't he have 7?
No,
wins?
He only
no,
got
he
six
playing
losses.
Tonight.
So he's got to win tonight.
And then win all the time.
He's losing to Quay. It's guaranteed. Now, I don't think he's better than a Colts.
He'll win every other game except Quay. There you go.
That's 9-7.
9-7.
We'll see.
So that's the AFC, the final spot. The NFC. Now, the NFC final wild card spots, both spots, they look pretty secure right now. I promise you they are not.
Okay. They're not at all.
Listen, we got our man, Luke, NFZ, Giants owner. He's sitting at 8-4, okay, 7th seed. He has
with the tiebreaker over Boss.
He has on who?
He has a tiebreaker over Boss. They just played
and beat him. Okay, right. So on the Seahawks, he has a tiebreaker. Okay, yeah, because he just played him. He beat him.
Yep.
Yes.
Word. All right. So, his schedule going forward is literally like a playoff schedule. I think there's nobody like under 500. Some craziness. And then you got Boz that's playing. He's playing, like we said, Cloro, and he's in his funk. You know, his 3-game losing streak. And he's playing Mr. Chloroform, the Jets user, who's 9-3. And then he has to play the Washington football team, Humble Pies, which is on the bubble. So it could very well, you know, shake up the last two wild card spots. So who do you guys got?
I'm going to go Bowen and Boss.
Bowen might even end up winning the division because you guys are looking at Randy at 8-4 like he's about to win out. Randy could easily fall off from that spot and end up competing for the wild card.
I mean, you got Randy twice in the Lions. That's three free wins, and then the Vikings. So, like,
I think he wrapped up that division. So I'm gonna go Bowen and Boss. I think Luke's schedule is just a little bit too tough. No room for error on Luke's schedule. I'm sorry, going back to Luke's schedule. Who does he have?
He's got me, Quay, Emmy, J Money.
You know, I think.
That's a death lineup.
I don't even know. I think even if he goes 2-2 throughout this stretch, I think he's still out.
Yeah, like this last spot is gonna be like super contested because Bowen is saying he's gonna win out. So let's say he's 11-5. The Washington football team, he's gonna finish 9-7 or 8-8.
I don't know. Rumor on the street is Arizona. There's a COVID breakout. They might have to.
Okay, so we give in dubs. And hold up. Hey, I don't mind. I'm going to just cruise into the number one seed in the NFC. Take that bye week.
I don't think Boz has another losable game on the schedule. Like, I'm looking. I don't think Boz and Luke. Boz and.
Randy's not losing a game either.
Randy is losing one game to Millen.
Hold up. I bet you he doesn't.
Pin. I have no pin. Randy is losing one game to Millen.
Straight up. I really don't think he is. I think Randy's going to win out.
And yeah, Randy does not win out. I don't even know like what you guys are talking about. He doesn't do stuff like that. He's losing one game at least, if not two.
Where's Don TMP? Does he have a wild card secure?
No. Wait, how does the fucking wild card work now?
He's got a bunch of losses.
There's four.
He's
9-3. No, he's 9-3.
He's
got a wild card
lock. He's got the fifth spot.
Oh, so the number five seed now is a wild card too.
Yeah, six and
no, because Randy is ahead of him because he's the division leader.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like the top four is divisions, and then
what's his schedule looking like? He's not a lot.
Dante and P is—he's not likely to drop games. Like okay. He'll lose one more to me because I'm the goat. Hold up.
Yeah, I'm thinking it'll be Luke and Bowen.
Because bro, also Bowen has a game against Little Z.
Yeah, I think Luke and Bowen get in, and Boz rides all the way out.
Luke Bowen, you said Boz is gonna be out.
Yeah.
Oh no, baby. Really G's, the Eagles user versus NFZ, the Giants user. That was a game of the week, I think like 4 weeks back or something. Kill. NFZ, like the first game they played like this season, it was a tight game. It was like a really high scoring game. This time, NFZ really smacked him. Really smacked him. Like he was controlling his stats and everything. So, that being said, how would you guys rank the users in the NFC East? We got J Money at the Cowboys. We got Humble Pies on the Washington football team. Got Really G's on the Eagles. Got NFZ on the Giants. How would you rank these people?
I'm gonna go Luke BJ Money. I'm gonna go Luke J Money Washington.
Luke J Money Washington. Okay, since Phil won't be honest, I
can't
will.
Do
okay.
It.
Hey, Luke BJ Money this year.
That's man. A fact. Luke is my boy. I just want to keep throwing
he
it
beat,
out there. So you
wait,
feel like I'm
Luke beat J Money in the actual game?
He did. He beat him earlier this season.
He's 1-0 against him.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man. History told us who's been the better man in that matchup. So you know,
what you always tell me, you stuck in the past.
That's a fact. But I'm gonna go J Money, Luke, and then the other two teams really don't matter. I ain't really seen nothing from either one of them. So you know what? The football team. If you take care of BTG, I might put you number one. If the football team beats BTG by 40 points, I'm gonna throw that in about 40. He the best player in that division. Because I'm looking at BTG's schedule, and he's been playing a lot of close games with people, and I just can't understand why.
I got J Money, Luke, Humble Pies, and then Really G's.
Y'all being disrespectful. The real order is J Money, Humble Pies, Luke, and then Really G's. Sadly, Really G's is consensus number four. But yo, Humble Pies is better than people think. He actually should have beat you, little Philly. He should have beat you, but he was play. He did a. I don't even know what he did at the end there, just to give you the game. And this is with a shitty team, and he did the same thing last year. With the Bills. The Bills were really a shitty-ass roster, like, last season. And he was doing work with them. He was in the playoffs every year. And so, people really, you know.
I thought Banjo was the Bills.
He took over the Bills after Humble Pies. And that's why he had such a good roster. Because the man was cooking.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen it a couple times in the chat. Why do y'all keep acting like the Cardinals are a God's ball team? The Cardinals are ass. They have three good players.
Hold up.
They got three
damn,
good
I don't even
players.
Have a sound bite for that. Yo. Oh, wait. I do.
He lied!
Like, bruh. The Cardinals are super stacked, bruh. You got the speed receivers. You got the speed QB. And you got the super user, Isaiah Simmons. Like, what else do you need?
Got Chandler Jones' ability that you can't get in CFM.
So you're just getting a free year of super cheese. It's okay, little Philly. You tried. so, yeah. That's how we rank the top users in the NFC East. Another game that we had. Emmy versus BTG. BTG almost pulled off the upset. He was literally at the goal line with, like, you know, last play of the game. All he had to do was score. So question to you guys. Well, actually, this is more directed at Blake. You had a fire hot take that you made in a previous episode. You said BTG will never finish above number 4 in the AFC North. After this game, do you stand on that?
Yes. He lucked out this year. He lucked out this year. Hold on. Banjo tanked the season.
Oh no.
And we on our second Browns user.
Yeah, hold up.
And he's still behind the Browns.
Because he's about to not finish number 4 right now.
Huh?
He's about to finish number 3 this year.
Well, yeah, Banjo tanked the season.
Well, bro, we're not responsible for other people tanking, bro. Like,
neither am I.
We're just playing our games.
Neither am I. That's what Blake said after this year, though.
Say what?
That's what Blake said after this year, though.
Oh, he said after this year, for real?
Yeah.
I don't remember. But anyways, that was just a little
thank
throwback.
You, Philly.
Little Philly Hayden. BTG and Relly G's both got defeated, but they both still have a shot to make the playoffs, mathematically. So my question, do you guys think it's too easy to make the playoffs with the new format?
No, I don't think so. I think the seventh team actually really helps to make the playoffs more competitive. Maybe not so much in the AFC, but like if you look at the NFC, like whoever gets in that seventh spot isn't going to be like an easy out for anybody.
NFC, definitely.
Yeah, but in the AFC, like, come on, man. Whoever gets that seventh spot, that they probably going home really bad, probably with like a 40-point loss or something. So, you know, we'll see.
True. Puffy versus Don TNP, the next game of the week. Who do you guys got? Puffy, the Texans at 9-3, and Don TNP, also 9-3, the Bears user.
So, I like Puff, man. I've played Puff twice now, and both times he's played me really tough. I think Puff is pretty decent at the game. I got Puff.
Okay.
We need to move on.
Yeah, I got Puff.
Oh, word.
Is that Bears doing good?
He's decent, yeah.
Definitely
no good. Pushover.
Should be a good game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Whoever loses that game will definitely be in his feelings.
Straight up. I mean, they both suck. They both lost their stuff this year, so they're both horrible.
Yeah, I was about to.
11 users lost to Steph this year. Remember that. Remember that.
We're going to get into that later.
We will. Absolutely. I got Puffy Combs in that. But shit, I'm biased because, you know, I need Don TNP to lose.
I also have Puffy Combs in that. Ooh. How you gonna pick against Deshaun Watson?
You know what I mean? The GOAT. The power rankings came out. Did you guys get a chance to take a gander?
I definitely did. I definitely did.
I know Blake, you probably got some questions about it. My question, it's a quick one. Do you guys agree with the number one team?
Not at all. Looking at the number one team schedule, he ain't played nobody. Not a single soul.
Terrible ranking. I don't know who made that, but they need to be fired.
They need to be fired. Philly really calling for heads.
I think that list is very accurate. The only thing I regret is that I'm going to be victim to the number one on power rankings curse. So I might drop a random game. Who knows?
Yeah, dog. So this let's go over this schedule real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Of the number one team on the power rankings,
the Green Bay
Packers, led by yours truly, Smooth Black Man. Hold up.
We gonna ask our guest if he for real or fugazi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Analyze this. I would love to go game by game.
So the first loss was the old Vikings user. Okay, we never really got to see what he was all about because he ended up getting booted.
He really wasn't that good. I was in that game when I had.
But we gonna cut Steph a break because he said he hadn't played for a week.
I hadn't played for a week. I had family over. I couldn't play.
I'm gonna cut you a break on that one. So the Lions user at one point this season was voted the worst user in the league.
That was a good bounce back game, and you know, get back in. Okay.
The Saints user, the old Saints user, wasn't a very good user either. He was like winless when he left.
I didn't even have a scheme yet by then. I was just, you know, winging it.
Millen has 3 wins.
I had to smack him.
Played a 1-score game with Millen.
I didn't have a scheme.
1-point game. 1-point win over Millen, by the way. 1-point Millen. Okay. Then we got Randy, whose skills are suspect, but he is 8-4.
And you can see here, I really, you know, this is where I found myself. Found
okay, my you beat Puffy by 5. Okay, I'll give you that.
It was really it was really a more dominant game on my part. It's just he scored at the end to make it look like it wasn't a dominant game.
Then you got a new user, Vikings, by a touchdown.
That's division bullshit. Madden will always keep division games close.
And then the user, the new user that was a red flag at 49ers.
He smacked
came
me.
In.
And I'm on record before playing him saying that he has smacked me in the fucking, in the minors.
Either way, it's a new user, new team, all that jazz. A tanking Jaguars.
I smacked him though. I clamped him. He scored. He scored 0 points in the second half.
You were down like 34 to what, 3 or 7 or something at the half.
He was getting punished.
Bro, that is not true. That is not true, first of all. He scored 4 really fast, but it doesn't count because he's just slinging it and he doesn't care whether he throws a pick or not. So he'll throw shit that you're not supposed to throw. And just get, you know, super dimes.
Get lit up by Minshew.
Oh, my God. Yo, no, I was in the party with Little Philly and you, Blake.
I know.
As soon as I figured out that I was just supposed to play the pass every play, he didn't even... I don't think he completed a pass. Like, he threw, like, how many picks?
Well, it's a tanking player, like...
Yes, but he was trying to get stats the whole time, and he scored 0 points in the second half.
The Colts. You played a 6-point game with a 6-6 Colts.
I was getting Madden cheesed because Madden wanted to put an L on my record. And bro, all he had to do was press A, run straight forward with Jonathan Taylor, and it was touchdown.
Man,
touchdown.
I'll give you a dub against Don TMP.
Dotted him up.
A whole lot of excuses for me.
And then you smack the Eagles.
Smacked.
So all I see is a bunch of the. I got 2 wins for you that I'll give you credit for because the Randy one's questionable, and the rest of them are fucking dubs over teams with losing records. And
I'm not gonna lie.
Listen, they have a losing record because they ran into me.
This was college football, Steph, with this schedule, you wouldn't be ranked. I'm just going to be
Yo, I'm for sure ranked with this.
He'd be ranked. He'd just be like, he'd get the Pac-12 treatment.
Who am I being compared to?
He'd get the Pac-12 or the Big 12 treatment. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my
God. I think you're giving him too much credit. This is like a MEAC schedule. Like, this is the Miami of Ohio.
Dude, you got to give them some league. Credit because you got to play the games. You got to load up. And
exactly.
Play the games.
No, listen. I was the first user at 11 wins. Like, you can't tell me I'm not ranked.
Bro, you make these stupid ass statements. Like, you just played your 11th game first.
It's true. What more can I do than win the games that I'm winning to be ranked?
Frag, but you. You like UCF, dog. Like, they didn't play nobody. They're not going to be in the playoff.
No, all you're doing right now, you're not even slandering me. You're slandering everybody else that I defeated.
Yeah, ass. If they lost you, they lost you.
Oh, man. This is terrible. This is absolutely terrible.
We're going to make a playoff, start playing people, and lose by 500.
Bruh. This is why, I cannot... I'm a clutch performer. This is when you're gonna see who the fuck you're talking about, bro. Like, I do this shit, bro. Like, under pressure, This is when you see what I do, bro. So you'll see in the playoffs, bro. Man.
One and done on the way.
Then he got a top 10, but I legit do not know what this top 10 is. Bro, they got Little Philly at number one. And they got.
Sounds like it's me.
But Retro was at number seven.
What?
Like, what list has Philly at number one and Retro at number seven? And then me at number eight.
Who's two and three?
NFZ and Banjo.
I think clearly he's most skilled users.
I think he's saying the best cheesers.
Oh, oh wow. Yeah, that looks sound about right.
Oh, yeah, cheesy. Cheese and stats.
Yeah, about. I think he's talking about cheesers. But like, wait, what the fuck is retro cheese?
I've never cheesed.
Okay. All right. Yo, let's address this, actually. Yeah. We got a list by our man's the Boswell writer, you know, Boswell. Yeah. He's got the top 10 best cheesers in the league. And I got to say, I don't really agree with this list. I've got to say, when I first looked at this list, I was just confused. I don't agree with this list at all. You got to put me number two. I be cheesing, bro. Everything I run is cheese, bro. I cheese so much, I feel bad, bro. I get out of my cheese, and then people make a play, and I'm like, all right, I guess that's why I cheese. Then I get back into it. So, yo, got me a number eight behind Retro? And how is Retro even on the list? He doesn't know how to cheese.
Yeah, obviously he isn't cheesing the right way if he's only 6 or 6.
That's what I'm saying. He got that cheddar cheese, just mad basic.
Wait a minute. Send the cheese, nigga. What's up? What the fuck is going on?
Nah, bro. Yo, if you need plays, I was literally thinking about this like earlier today. I was like, yo, I could send somebody these plays, bro. Like, the shit I'm running is so simple, bro. Like,
bro, anyone can watch my game. And
that's what I'm saying. Watch one Little Philly game. I promise you, you're beating the people that don't do the real defense, like that don't do defensive adjustments. Anybody like you're dotting that. Yeah, actually, you gotta play a little bit though to like you know get used to it and shit.
It's not hard. It's just easy.
It's hella easy. Like the shit, man, I ain't even gonna say too much. Niggas that want the cheese, slide in the DMs, yo. DM ebook. That's what I do.
Definitely charging a first round pick.
That's true though. That's true. That's why I can't reveal the shit. I gotta make an ebook and you know charge first round picks, or maybe some you know franchise players, shit like that.
I'm in the AFC. Send it.
Send the first round pick.
True. That's true. That's true. I'll send you the cheese, Blake.
I'm gonna take one random bum in the AFC, and he's gonna win the be the number one seed next year.
Oh, I must be gonna quit the league in between that time, huh?
Quay said he's your vacation. Who you blessing, Little Philly?
I must be quitting.
I was talking about Quay. You know, I'm an educator.
Nah.
That's funny, bro. Nah, bro. Yo, I'm going to teach Millen. I'm going to teach Millen for real, though. Because, yo, I can't let him get smacked like this, especially by Randy. Like, what the fuck?
Puffy been taking Millen under his wing.
Puffy fell off.
Puffy was killing us last year, bro. Send the ball stretch to Saquon. Just spin around and go all the way to the end zone.
He did that just to get smacked in the playoffs every year.
Except the first year. He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, when I joined, he got smacked.
Wait. Does anybody have any shots, any insults, any slander they want to send at any other user?
I mean, I don't got too much to say. That y'all make sure y'all tune in. That little Z nigga, you make sure you hold up your end of the bargain. I'm going to meet you there because you've been talking real crazy. Oh, and the scout report I got from you, you ain't fucking good. So you hold up your end of the bargain and I'm going to meet you there.
AFC slander. I believe that's yeah, it.
Little Z's ass. I'm a co-sign that slander.
Thanks. Thank you.
Little Philly is trash.
Little Philly is super trash. I can't even.
Blake got score capped and it wouldn't score when I was trying to let him get it.